You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
But Paul said, though I have the tongue of men and of angels, and I don't possess love, I'm but a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Even if I give my body to be burned, I don't love. It's just a show. Because love is patient. Love is kind. Come on, servants of the Lord. He wants us to be patient and kind with each other and with our community.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Keys to Getting Ahead. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Genesis chapter 2, verses 7 through 8 and 15 through 18.
Joseph took upon himself the form of a servant, the form of a servant with shackles, walking out, pulled up out of a pit, sold to the Amalekites, but the healing balm goes with him into Egypt. He's put in Potiphar's house as the form of a servant, but because he took that form, God blessed his master. Glory to God. Potiphar's house was blessed not because he was smart, not because he had it all together. He was blessed because Joseph served. And his service impacted the entire region. Glory to God. Now we like the rush to Joseph gets on the throne, number two in Egypt, but all of the interworkings of his mindset to become ruler is developed in his servanthood. Therefore, when he becomes one, he doesn't take and extinguish all of his enemies out. He doesn't remove his problems. If God removed all of your problems, he would have nothing to work with. God, I'm tired. I know you're tired, but if I remove all of your issues, nothing will be in the earth to develop you or to make you more mature. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to keep a thorn in your flesh to humble you, because my grace is sufficient and my strength is made perfect in your weakness. In the weakness of serving, God's strength is made known. Glory to God. Glory to God. And when we serve, his power is seen. Thank you, Lord. He took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. For this God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. There is an exaltation for the servant leader. For your name will precede you. Good God from Zion. Hear your name, things already start shifting. Glory to God. I received a proclamation from our city concerning gun violence. The mothers of the two boys slain on the compound were there and their families. And on behalf of Pushback, I received the proclamation. Kenny Johnson, Councilman Kenny Johnson proclaimed it, and I received it. But what happened is, as I'm walking up, the mayor knows me, right? So he's saying, Bishop is here. This is what he's saying. Bishop is here. Bishop. That's what he's saying as I'm walking to the microphone. So instead of going to the microphone, I go up and shake his hand. Then another councilman's hand. And then the city manager. Because she knows us well. She's one of the most powerful people in the city. Shake her hand as well. Then we receive the proclamation. I make some statements and I'm about to walk off. Kenny says, the mayor is speaking to you. I turn around. He said, can I shake your hand again? This is for all to see. If you want your name can be greater than you. And you want your name. When your name is called, it causes people to clap. Walk with the servant's heart. Because I wouldn't be known based on education. I'm not known in this city based on fairness. I'm known because I serve it. Thank you, Lord. Before the mayor became mayor, we served him. We made sure he had what he needs. Now he teaches in a Christian college. To some of you that go to the Christian college, But before he became the teacher, he needed encouragement. Nobody's going to sit there and go back to say that. He'll tell you himself. That's how it works. Greatness creates greatness. Thank you, God. And let me decree it. You're great now, but it may be in seed form, and God wants to develop it to where the world can see it. Don't stop believing, and don't stop serving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This message is far-reaching, and it's heavy. It weighs 1,000 pounds. That's why you're sitting there. Servant, yeah, because initially you're going to block it because it's going to tax your flesh. But it's the right place for you to be. If you serve, you will reign. Thank you, God. You'll reign in your community. You'll reign in your house. You'll reign in your relationships. We must serve. Glory to God. It says Jesus was highly exalted and given a name which is above every name. You want the exaltation? It comes too. It starts with being on the knee of service. Thank you, God. So what constitutes scriptural service? Most believers don't understand this. But a few things we must be mindful of if we're going to serve. Write it down. You need to know the direction serving needs to take. You need to know the direction serving needs to take. Is serving giving somebody a blanket when they're cold, sending food to a food bank, or sending food to China? Or Paul told Timothy, you know, servant of Jesus Christ, for all the saints, to the bishops and the deacons, right? What does it mean? Is it giving away food or sending money to a different nation? Or if it's serving in the church, we need to know what direction service needs to go in. Number one, service starts with love. It starts with love. And if you can't pray for people, you'll never love them. We're trying to serve difficult. It's hard. I know it's hard because you don't pray for them. Whatever you pray for, God will give you the love for. So one of the reasons why I didn't go to Atlanta, move Truth Revealed to a bigger city, is because I pray for this one that he sent me to. And I love it. Everybody leaves. I can't handle this. I got to go to, but I love it because he sent me here. I didn't know this place, but as I pray for it, he puts a burden for it on me. And you got to learn how to love where God sends you. And you'll love it if you pray. I just don't feel it. I know you don't. Start praying for it. Men fall in love with cars. They'll buy a raggedy car. Ooh, I see it. Go and sit in it. It don't even have rimmed wheels. They can envision it. When they start investing money in it, the heart beats for it. For cars. Whatever you invest in, you'll start loving. You can turn your heart if you will invest in it. Thank you, Lord. Well, Bishop, she ain't got no shoes. And her hair ain't done. Listen. You get her hair done and buy some shoes, your heart will start beating for them. Invest in them. Invest in them. Bishop, I don't love him no more. Buy something for him. On a regular. All of a sudden, your heart start beating. Dang, you look good in those slacks. Because wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is. You can turn your heart. I just don't feel it. Turn your heart by investing in it. People that won't invest don't love. If you married and it's hard for you to pay bills, I'm telling you, you don't love your family. Ah, it's my money. Listen, man. You got a family? This is what we do. If you love your family, your money's going there. Oh my God. You can't love if your money's wherever your treasure is. That's where your heart. You can turn the heart by sowing the seed. You can love God if you'll sow. You can't love him if you never give. He's a $2 God. Let him be. You start sowing 50 and 100, and all of a sudden you think about it when you want to buy some Cavassier. You'll think about it when you want to buy some marijuana because you're feeling some kind of way. Sow 150 in God. You'll say, whoa, I can't do that. A lot of people like to receive, but what do you give? You can't tell me you love and you don't sow. I love this motif. This Yamaha, this Kronos. You know why? Because I purchased it. That's right. I don't play, but I wanted the musician to have the best. Thank you, Lord. So this is no slipshod organization here. This motif is off the chain. I think it's a motif. This is Yamaha. Does Yamaha make motifs? No. Montage. Right. Yamaha montage. And a Korg Kronos. Korg used to have motifs? No? I know that's one of the new ones, the Kronos, right? Okay. It's called Kronos. That sounds like Greek, right? I don't play, but I wanted the musician to have the best. Where's your heart? If you're not the one with it, where's your investment? Do you want the people that work for you to have the best? Or you take, they eat bologna while you're eating steak. That's what I love about Joseph. He made sure Pharaoh was taken care of, but he also took care of the citizens. But he made sure Pharaoh was taken care of. So when they got hungry, he said, listen, I'll give you grain. They got more hungry. He said, you got to trade me your land. They said, take it. He said, now your property belongs to him. Read the text, it's right there. He made Pharaoh rich. He didn't make himself rich. He's going to get rich anyway. He made sure Pharaoh was taken care of. That's the heart of God. Oh, my God. Start with love. Do you love anybody? Love your community. You'll pray for them. Why are you going to that? Why are you going up to Dunkin' Donuts? Well, before it was remodeled, I was in there talking to some of the managers. I believe we're supposed to adopt it if we're going to drink coffee. I believe you're going to see an economic shift and change if we do some things right. And it's going to cause us to have some influence in our community just by doing this. Because I love the city. Thank you, Lord. And I love the manager there, and I believe he's struggling. He's not even a member of our church, but I see it on his face. I want him to be successful. I want him to have the best. Well, he's not even a member of our church. I ain't trying to get him to join. But watch what happens when we invest in him. As a young man that never had that in his life, for somebody to say, you matter. If he was Jewish, then every Jew would go to his place. And they will make sure he had what he needs. And if he was Hispanic, they will make sure he had what he needs. But when he's African-American, we don't care. There's something put in your DNA that doesn't like you to see others prosper. And I believe God wants us to take our service to another level. We had church all day. But what about economics? Paul said he wants us in 1 Corinthians 12 to eagerly desire the better gifts. Shows us a more excellent way. 1 Corinthians 12, all of the 9 gifts of the charisma gifts of the Spirit in 3 different categories, and apostles and prophets and all of these other things mentioned in 1 Corinthians. Thank you, God. Though you have different administrations, different gifts, operating by the same Spirit, different operations by the same Spirit, but I show you a more excellent way. You mean there's something greater than all of the gifts that we like to proud ourselves in? I'm a prophet, I'm an evangelist, I'm a pastor, I got healing in my hands. There's something more excellent than that? Yes. The next chapter opens up. Though I have the tongue of men and of angels, and I don't have love, I'm just a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. All of this apostolic movement and all of the things that the church goes after, but when it comes to serving, we want to rule, but don't call me to serve. But Paul said, though I have the tongue of men and of angels, and I don't possess love, I'm but a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Even if I give my body to be burned, if I don't love, it's just a show. Because love is patient. Love is kind. Come on, servants of the Lord. He wants us to be patient and kind with each other and with our community. Not hard, conservative, y'all going to hell without any love. I see a lot of rods, but I don't see blankets. Thank you, God. I see rods bumping our society into order, but where are the blankets? Whew. Where's the comfort? So begin with love. I want you to visualize yourself as a leader with love, who is patient, who is kind, who won't boast, is not easily angered. Lord, help us to keep no record of wrongs. We all would consider this person to be a person of excellence. If you saw a leader that had all of the wealth but never boast, or had the intelligence but was constantly serving other people, we would call that an excellent leader. And I believe God wants us to elevate to that level called excellence, to where people would say, look at that excellent man, that excellent woman of God. Wow. They have it going on, but it's not about them. It's about humanity. It's about our community. It's about getting out of the wall and impacting others. And I see it on you. I can see it. Amen. Just consider this message as I close. I want you to consider it as a tune-up. You've been skipping and making weird sounds. This message is going to tune you up to where your engine will run real nice. It's a tune-up. Get your attitude right as you go out in this community. Thank you, Lord. I don't even like my name called. I don't have to be called in the community. Everybody want to act stiff. They be cussing and everything when they don't know me. And then when they find out my name, ooh. But I want to see the real you anyway. I got brothers that are, I don't have to have every word spoken right. I just want to know who you are really. You don't have to hide around me. I'm not God. I think you should be respectful. I'm in the barbershop. They be cussing, right? They cussing them. I don't say nothing. I'm the bishop. I just sit there and take it. It's good for me to be around our community. They be cussing up in there. I sit right there. It's good. It lets you know what the world is. can't pollute me. I have to watch myself. And some of them are really shrewd with it, and I don't want to catch it. I don't want it to rub off on me. Because a lot of y'all are shocked by what I say, but you should really thank God I didn't say what I was thinking, because I have restraints on it. Filters. Glory to God. Oh my God. If I didn't have Jesus, I would be a unique cursor. Unique. It would be like the way it happened. Bam. You'd be like, whoa. It'll be unique. Creative with it. Wesley Snipes type, you know what I mean? Thank God for salvation, right? I thank God for salvation. Man, when I was a teenager, my brother Nick, right? He wasn't as safe as I was. And so when we would go out to cut grass, he would get mad and just start cussing, right? And he would like lay it out. And it just made me laugh. So, and when I was a teenager, if I thought it was funny, I couldn't stop laughing. I would fall in the grass. I couldn't stop. I would just fall out. And he would just cuss so much that it would make me laugh, right? Anyway, my mama took us to a tent revival behind Burger King. And my mama always had us in church, right? So she took us to a tent revival. And get up there. Man, it was a white pastor that came into town. And we were used to tent revivals and street meetings and all of that. But this man didn't know anybody, right? White pastor. He was teaching and preaching. And she told us to go up there. So we went up there, and he was standing to the right. I was standing to the left. And the man came to me and said, God, touch him and bless him. You're going to build him up. He's going to do great things in his life. And he went to my brother. He laid hands on him. He said, God, bless him. Touch him. Help him. Help him. Then he said, and Lord, don't let him curse anymore. It's a true story. So only he and I knew that. The man said, don't let him curse anymore. As soon as my mama went off, cursing, cursing, cursing. I send you to do what's right. You curse. My daddy said, Agnes. Let it go. Only myself and my brother and God knew that. Y'all don't think God real? We were teenagers, and the preacher said, don't let him curse. He was going off. He bowed his head like, whoa, man, that must be God. We got in the room that night. He said, man, God's real, didn't he? I said, yeah. Just like Michelle Faison saw you smoking in junior high. You thought you were hitting. Came back and told my mama. My mama lit into him so bad. You need good parents. Amen. But you also need a God. Amen. That's watching over your family. That let me know God, he loves us, but he's watching us. And my brother's cursing, it didn't go to zero. But it was at 99, it went all the way down like to maybe 4. He dialed that thing down, man. It's a true story. There may be some cussing saints up in here. You don't want me to do that when I pray for you. Lord, Jesus, just help her. Help her, Jesus. But please, Lord, don't let her curse no more. I wouldn't do that to you. I will whisper in your ear. I won't put you on bread.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Keys to Getting Ahead, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2305-2108. That's reference number 2305-2108.
Vacation Bible School 2023, Ready, Set, Move, is scheduled for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Children will move to follow Jesus here, there, and everywhere with this engaging hands-on experience. Get more details and registration information in the Truth Revealed mobile app or log on to our website, truthrevealed.org, to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade.
Trim Nation, Youth Church is back. It is time to connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high energy environment where they can learn and grow together every Sunday at 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us.
The Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1st through November 30th, and you can save money on those much-needed supplies by taking advantage of the 2023 Disaster Preparedness Sales Tax Holiday from May 27th until June 9th, and then again from August 26th through September 8th.
New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.